Sukuf Pei Vav, second column. We're going to finish Parshas Yisrei today. I think we finished all the pieces on Yisrei, which is a major accomplishment here. Anoichi bo alecha. One second here. Anoichi bo alecha ba'ava anan. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to come to you in the thickness of the cloud, ba'avor yishma ha'om b'dabri alecha, so that the nation will hear as I speak to you. Says the Maranaim, Hine Aseres Hadibris Mascha Ba'anoichi. We know that the Aseres Hadibris begin with the word Anoichi V'doshu Chazal Ano Nafshi Kosis Yehavis. So Chazal Darshan, that Anoichi is an acronym for the words Kaviyochel. Again, if Chazal wouldn't say this, we never would be allowed to say such words. Hashem says, I, my soul, I wrote it, I gave it. Meaning, explains the Maranaim, What does this mean? What does it possibly mean that Hashem is giving Kaviyochel his soul? What does that mean for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he explains, Hashem Baruch Hu Shu Ein Soif, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is an Ein Soif, he's infinite. Tzimtzum es atzmei Kaviyochel, the Ribbono Shel Olam was mitzamtzim himself. What does that mean? He was mitzamtzim himself. So again, these are terms that we can only speak in borrowed terminology. Tzimtzim, as we've spoken about in the past, the best example we have in modern technology is the transforming of energy, of electricity, for instance. So if electricity comes out in full force from the plant, and it were to go into any one of our appliances, so we would destroy the appliance. What do you need to do? So there's a process wherein they limit the flow of electricity into the appliances through the wires, through a transformer. So Lahavdal Elf Alfi Avdalas, the Ribbono Shel Olam, limits the flow of his infinite energy through millions and millions of transformations in order that we on the receiving end can tolerate the air, the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That energy in Kabbalistic terms is referred to as an air, as a light. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is an Ein Sof. The Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite. His Tzimtzum Atzmoi, he restricted his presence, Kaviyochel, anthropomorphically speaking. Well, I love using that word, I have no idea what it means. V'hikdin, and he lessened himself, in order that he can dwell in our midst, because we, in contrast, who is an Ein Sof, we are finite. We are b'nei gvul. We are finite beings. And Kaviyochel, his soul, Kaviyochel again, he placed in our midst, v'zeo nafshi kosvis yehovis. That's what these words mean, that I gave myself, meaning I constricted, I limited my presence in such a way that it can dwell in your midst. Continues the Maranaim to explain. V'yisa b'gemara. The Gemara says that the Pasuk commands with the Dovka by that we should cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asks the Gemara, Eich efshel adabik. How can a human being cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kuhu esh oichla? He's an all-consuming fire. Ochal kal esh in de'alme. He consumes all the fires of the world. V'tidit sachazal answer hadbik b'midois of we should cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. Meaning, mahu rachum afate rachum. Mahu chanun afate chanun. Just like he's compassionate, we should be compassionate. And so on. Freik the Maranaim, a very litvish question. V'kosha. What kind of answer is it to say that you should cleave to the midas of Hashem? The Pasuk says you should cleave to Hashem, not to his midas. So how do you answer the question by giving an alternative which doesn't answer the question? You're asked, how can you cleave to Hashem? Because he's an Esh Oichla. So you go and answer, cleave to his midas. That doesn't answer the question. It's a very yeshivish question for Chassidus HaSefer, no? V'yashleimer, kini Hashem Baruch Hu Ein Sof. So he answers based upon what you said here that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his essence is infinite. But, v'ine derech hatoiv lahetiv, as the Ramchal explains in the Derech Hashem and his other svarim, that the nature of good is to do good. Is v'im ba Hashem lahetiv lano? Therefore, when Hashem comes to do good with us, is e'ef shalono l'kabel roiv toiva, we can't receive this abundant good, ki hayinu b'telem imitzius. We would cease to exist if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to unleash His goodness in its full power, it would burn us up. Because He is infinite. Yet there's this contrast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to share Himself with us. So how does He do these two things? And yet if He were not to reveal Himself through the creation of the world, is Eich Yiskeri, how would He be called Racham V'chanun V'erech Apayim? How could we call Him a compassionate God, a merciful God, a forgiving God, if He wouldn't be sharing Himself with us? Ki bevadei kolen imtzoyim, hoya b'koychoy v'atzmus, koydim sh'nivroilim. Here He throws in another concept, and that is that everything which exists already existed in potential before the world was ever created. So, as a result, we're running into many, many conflicts here, conflicts in Hashkafa. One is that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to share Himself. The second conflict is that the Rebbeinu Shalom can't share Himself because it would consume the receivers of that good. The third is that really everything existed before He ever created it. Says the Maranayim, V'zeu adoinoi l'mashem molach, b'terem kol yitzin ivra, this is the meaning of the tefillah, the praise, Adonaylam, the master of the world, who really ruled before anything was ever created. Because, after all, ki etzel Hashem, because from the vantage point of Hashem Yisbarach, who shaveh, for Him it is equal, mashe b'koychoy, uba mashe yoytze m'koyach ala poil, hakol shaveh etzlei. That which exists, and that which exists in potential for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all the same because He exists above time. Ki hu hayahay v'viyah, because He is past, present, and future all in one. Hakol shavim etzlei. Hein mashiyotzim yetzim mikoyach alapayil. Whether we're speaking about that which will be created, vein mashahoyah b'koyach koydim shenivor, or that which already pre-existed before it was ever created. And therefore, v'hayim melech al kol hanim tzoyim b'koyach. He already ruled, He already reigned over everything that existed, b'koychay in potential. Rak, continues the Tfilah, li'eis nasa b'cheftzakoil, now that in His desire He created everything, achar sheyotza el ha'asiya, after it went from the realm of potential into the realm of existence, sheboras ha'koil b'cheftzoy, He created everything with His desire. Is the chilik is Azai Melech Shemoi Nikra. He was talking Melech beforehand, but now he's called Melech. Shanu Kaidam Aysim Melech, we call Him Melech. V'yochel Hashem Baruch Hu Lahanig Midoisav HaToivim, and as a result of the fact that we call Him Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to conduct with His Midois Itanu with us, Laharais Rachminusay V'chaninusay V'arichas Apav, to show us in His melucha over us, He's able to show us His rachmonis and His chaninus and His compassion. Yet, v'hine, kidei shenuchal lekabel es midos ha'tovim. So although He's addressed the issue of potential versus actuality, but we still have to address the infinite light versus us being finite beings. Shalain is battle mimitzius, that we shouldn't cease to exist, mach meshuain tzev, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. L'chein, tzimtzem es atzmi kavi yochol, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu used this process, created this process called tzimtzem, and He limited Himself as tuvai and His goodness, b'mida, in a measured fashion, l'fi erech koicheinu, according to our tolerance, shenuchal lekable, that we can possibly receive. Says the Maharanaim, in the most simple and yet the most profound way, V'zeu shenikra midos. That's why these attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are called midos. Lashon mida, it is a language of measurement. Shenimda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu limited himself. He measured himself ayidei tzimtzumim, through the process of tzimtzum. Okay, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knew that he couldn't share himself in an absolute way, because it would destroy us. So he measured himself to us in a way that we can tolerate it, and therefore they are called the midos of Hashem, not as the world likes to translate them, the character of Hashem, but rather a measurement of godliness. So now he answers his previous question. V'Hashem ein sof mislabish b'techa midos. The infinite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really encompassed in this measured fashion. Therefore, v'hineh b'hachzik ha'odem es midas Hashem, when a person integrates the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mahu rachum to inculcate within himself this midah of rachmanos, is azu davuk b'Hashem ein sof Baruch Hu ba'atzmai. So it's not that he's davuk, okay, I'm imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we translate it at the beginning, and therefore he asked the astounding question that you're not davuk in Hashem. The Pasuk says you should be davuk in Hashem. How are you davuk in Hashem if you're davuk in his midah? So he says, no. When you're davuk in the midah, you are davuk in Hashem. Hu davuk b'Hashem ein sof Baruch Hu ba'atzmei, you are davuk b'Hashem. Ki Hashem ein sof Baruch Hu sheichem b'seich ha'midahis. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinity is shoychin in that measured fashion. L'chein amur chazal, hadbik b'midoiso. Therefore, chazal teach us, cleave to his midah, v'ozu davik, kavyachol, boi ba'atzme, kavyachol. And thereby, we are cleaving to Hashem himself. Okay. So, he really addressed this entire concept of the midas of Hashem and hadbik b'midoiso in a phenomenal way. Using the same theme, v'zeo he continues, Masha Amr Chazal, the Shabbos Oizen. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks in terms that we can understand to accustom, to make comfortable the ear of the human being. Pirish. Along the same lines, Masha Hashem Yisbach Mismashal Etzleinu Be'evarim Gashmiyim Kaviyachol. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows himself to use Einei Hashem, Yad Hashem, the physical examples of limbs, Hush Hashem Baruch Hu mitzamtzem es atzme yumakten es atzme kaviyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu restricts his presence to such a degree, ad shemikarev es atzme eleinu, to the degree where he brings himself close to us, v'soich ha'evarim ha'gashmim shenisbashu by Hashem, to such a degree, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam limits himself, his infinity, to such a degree where he wants us to relate to him that he even allows himself to use examples of physical limbs. Birdei shenuchal lahavinoi, in a way that we can understand him, lahakiroi, and to recognize him, yekarev eleinu, and he should be close to us. Ki hu kaviyachol shoychin b'seich evarim hagashmiyim, he says, really, it's not a totally ridiculous comparison. Because the fact is that even within the limbs of the human being, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is there. 1 second, please. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam uses a mashal, but he says, but it's not a totally ridiculous mashal, because without the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing can exist. So he says, look how he translates now this pasuk. V'zeu anechi boi lecha ba'ava onan, I'm going to come to you in the thickness of a cloud. Hainu, says the Maranayim, what does that mean? Hainu shani mismashal, I'm going to allow myself to be compared, b'toich avyus v'gashmius, even in physical, dense ways. Because in essence, I really do dwell in the thickness and in the physicality. The truth is that I do dwell in those very physical mishalim that I'm giving to you. Why am I coming to you in this thickness? Continues the pasuk. Because I want my nation to be able to tolerate me. I want them to be able to relate to me. For this reason, says the Rebbeinu Shleilam, even though this is totally ridiculous, because the Rebbeinu Shleilam is infinite, I'm going to allow mashalim of physicality to be used. And I'm going to allow myself to dwell even in physicality in order that people should be able to relate to me. Now, this paragraph has to be a very, very controversial paragraph. Because it seems that the Maharanayim is suggesting that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is allowing for a physical manifestation of his presence to be used in a godly way. That's my impression of this paragraph. Ki ani sheichin b'techa avias v'yagashmis. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is saying that he dwells as much in the physical as he does in the spiritual. So I would imagine that there's a lot of raid on this paragraph. Okay. Vayishma Yisrael, based upon that, and I believe this is a continuation. Vayishma Yisrael, says the Pasuk, say Chazal, Hachareshim Shamu, there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, the deaf heard, Vayivrim, and the blind, Hibito Liris, look to see. Says the Maranaim, Kishmiya Gashmi, is because physical, audible hearing, Enaklum, is worthless, Kiim Shmiya Saseichel, unless it's connected to the hearing of the mind. Ashral Yede Shmiya Saseichel, because by hearing of the mind, Mispoil Ha'odam, that's where a person is impacted. Vayloy Bishmiya Sagashmi, and not with audible hearing. For this reason, Shleim HaMelech davened, V'nasata l'avodecho lev shemea, you should give to your servant a hearing heart. Ushmias hagashmi eniklom, because audible hearing is worthless. L'chein, im gam kol umes shamu anisim anifloys, even though all the nations heard audibly, they heard of the miracles and the wonders shel Hashem. They heard about all the wonders and miracles of Hashem. But lo nispa'alu, they weren't impacted. Mikoyach ze lo v'lizgaya, they were not moved to the point where they came to convert. Kim shamu amim, like the pasuk says, chilach az yesh v'ploshes. Therefore, momentarily there was terror that filled them. Nemaygul k'yesh v'chanan. But Yisrael was different. Aval Yisrael shama b'shmi ruchnius. Yisrael heard not in an audible way, but he heard it in a spiritual way. V'nisbol ayidei zeh, and he was impacted through this love of this guy to come and convert. V'zeh v'yishma Yisrael, that's the meaning of v'yishma Yisrael, kishmi also yosin ikra shmiya, because his hearing was really hearing. But the hearing of the nations of the world, Shishalmo v'nizbahalu, they heard and they were fatumult. Humach v'shoyevim shmiya gashmias, that was because all they had was an audible hearing. Asha enin achshevas l'shmiya, which is not true hearing. V'gam achareshim shalmo, even the deaf heard. Ki shmiya gashmias enin achshevas l'shmiya, after they heard, they were still deaf. Because although they were heard, they were deaf, because they didn't hear with their hearts and their minds. The Omar Novi, Hashmiya Shalachem, that kind of hearing, you're still considered deaf. Vatiru, what the goal is, that you should see to it, the Shmaya believe, that when we hear, we should hear with our hearts. V'ainu sha'atayra imeres banecha asuni kikinar. This is what the Torah says in complaint, that your children have made me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a harp. Ha'inu sh'nehenni me'atayra, they enjoy Torah k'me kaviyachal hanoas akina, like we listen to a musical instrument. Meaning, sh'nehenni me'atayra b'shmi'asim, that we are really enjoying this, k'me shem shemim k'el akina, like they listen to the sound of music. But that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. V'tzorach l'shmoya Torah, we need to listen to Torah, b'chdei sh'yeda ha'odom, it should speak to us in a way that we will know, Eich lavid es Hashem Baruch Hu, how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haino, that is to say, sheyehe halev shemeya, that we should stop listening with our ears and start listening with our hearts. And that's Bavur Yishma Ha'om Bedabri. It's therefore consistent with the Pasuk later on, where the Pasuk says that the goal is so that the Om will hear. I don't want them to hear audibly. I want them to be able to be impacted, so that it should be the kind of hearing that should make a person understand that Torah is here to teach us how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as a form of entertainment. All right, Rabbi Yisrael.